Nearly two decades ago, a massive wave struck the Tokyo Express, a container ship with nearly 5 million Legos on board. The colorful toy blocks poured into the ocean and are still washing up on shores today. Tracy Williams and her children first encountered the Legos near her family home in the late 1990s. We spoke with her this week about a Facebook page she created where she and other collectors can share their findings.
Well, what happened is I forgot all about the Lego for a while. I moved away from the sea, and in 2010, I moved back to Newquay, and I was amazed to see that very same Lego was still washing up. It's now 17 years since it all spilt into the ocean, and I just was astonished. And I'm part of a beach cleaning group here in England, and I started to see other bits of Lego on other people's Facebook pages, and I was intrigued, and I thought it would be actually quite interesting from a scientific point of view to monitor where it was all turning up and what was turning up and in what quantities and who'd found it.
What kind of condition are the Legos in?
Well, worryingly, they're perfect. Some of them are a bit broken. I mean, the thing is with Lego, it's indestructible, really, isn't it? So, but that's worrying in its own right, isn't it? Because it's still out there in the ocean and it's still washing in virtually every day.
Do you have any indication from your Facebook page or other avenues as to how far away some of these Tokyo Express Legos have reached?
Well, we know it's washing up around Devon and Cornwall. It's washing up in Wales too, and also in Ireland. And I've had a report in the last couple of days, which I haven't yet verified, that it's been found in Holland. And I've also been contacted by somebody in Australia who's found one of the little blue flippers on the strand line there. And obviously we don't know whether it's from our same cargo, but apparently oceanographers tell me it's perfectly feasible after 17 years that this Lego could actually have gone around the world.
You don't often hear a sentence like this. This Lego could have gone around the world.
What's interesting is that it highlights the whole issue, I think, of marine debris. Although it's quite fun to find a bit of Lego, there are so many cargo spills every year. And we're picking up intravenous bags at the moment from a cargo spill in 2007.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that since the late 1990s, your children might have, not that we ever outgrow Legos, but I'm guessing.
I don't think anybody outgrows Legos. The enthusiasm from the Facebook page and the delight people express when they find it. And somebody was saying this morning, a lady who's got children of her own, grown-up children, she still says she has to do a happy dance every time she finds a bit of Lego on the beach.
Tracy Williams, who created the Facebook page, Lego Lost at Sea, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure.